here in part two of the Phoenix Suns podcast, episode 36. We talked to Channing Frye and all his endeavors over the past 12 to 15 months, a little bit of a U of A ASU rivalry, as well as talking about the new team, basically new team since the last time he's been here. So enjoy this exclusive interview here from Bright Side of the Sun. Here's our interview with Channing Frye. Hey, Channing.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you doing here today?
Wonderful. Just hanging out with you.
No, that's good to hear. I appreciate you jumping on. Got Jim Kochenour.
Yeah,
got Jim Kochenour on the phone just like last time when we talked. I think it was back in January. We had a chance to kind of catch up and talk, so I thought it'd be a good time
Yeah, so good.
Sounds good. Yeah, I thought it would be a good time to get you on the phone and let you talk to the Suns universe out there, because I know you connect with them a lot on Twitter, but good time to kind of catch up with them and talk to you about what's going on in your world, right?
Perfect. And now, actually, Channing, as we're headed into the fall, what are you thinking about football season coming up? Because I'm really liking my Devils. I already got my tickets for the Wisconsin game. I got the tickets for that. What are you thinking about the Wildcats? How are they going to do this year?
Well, I have them third in the Pac-12, right, overall. I feel like one more year out of Rich Rodriguez, I feel like, number one, I feel like USC is finally going to use their talent. And then number two, Oregon. And the only reason I give Oregon number two is because I think people underestimate Chip Kelly's ability to stay calm and to, like, have been there type attitude in big games, you know? And with a new coach, you know, it's different when you're the head coach, when you become an offensive coordinator. But, you know, hey, look, Lane Kiffin is he a good coach? Yeah. I mean, a great recruiter. Being at USC doesn't hurt. But I just think when it comes down to it, what he lacks in, like, maybe X's and O's, he makes up with some of the best talent in the country. So, and then I got U of A number three. And then, you know, I'll honestly say UCLA number four. I think they're just one of those teams that's really kind of sleepers. And then, I put Stanford, then UCLA. Stanford, then UCLA.
Okay, so that's where you have the college football team heading into this. What about on a more personal level, Cannon? What are you thinking about in terms of trending on a professional basketball level?
What do you mean by that?
What do you have prognosis wise for you moving
forward? Oh, basically, right now I've been all cleared by the doctors, by numerous doctors that I've seen. And, this whole process is extremely detail oriented, you know, on both sides. You know, I would say my side and the Sun side. We both want to do what's best, you know what I'm saying? And for me, I personally feel like I went across the country to see the best doctors in America, not just one, but a lot of them, you know, all to make sure that they all agreed on okay, that I was healthy and that I'd be able to do this. So when it comes down to it, my health is number one, and I told them that, and I was like, look, I'm just here to get a prognosis from you to see where I'm at, and they all gave me the okay, you know, so right now I'm excited, but actually I'm still patient, you know, the whole process of giving the Suns the information, letting their people go through it, let them get it over. It's still a process that we're going through right now. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, hey, I'm 100% healthy for any professional athlete, you know. Right now I think it's just kind of the let them, assess the information that has been given to them by, you know, some of the best doctors in the country, and let them go from there with what they want to do.
Yeah, and the good thing about the team that you play for, I think you mentioned back at the press conference when this all kind of came out, was that, you know, you went and saw a doctor in one state, then something about Minnesota, and the Phoenix Suns have the best basketball training staff in the world, so you get to go see the best doctors in the world, then the best training staff in the world. So kind of fill in the gaps there. What has this been like in terms of a roller coaster of, like, how many doctors are you seeing? How many specialists are you seeing? What kind of a roller coaster have you been on?
You know what? I think when it comes down to it, I would say the biggest thing is that, you know, for me, I learned that, you know, the Suns do have great, I mean, I would argue the best training staff. And I think at the same time, When it comes to things outside their realm, like, you know, when it comes to hearts or anything specific, you got to go see the best. And, you know, there's no amount of money or time or flights that you should skimp on. And I think for me, if I had gone to Baltimore maybe earlier, it would have alleviated me from seeing three or four other doctors. You know what I'm saying? I think for me, it was just like, you know, maybe they are the best, maybe this person is the best. I should have just done my research better, you know, knowing what I know now, and just gone to Baltimore and Johns Hopkins and, you know, or to Cleveland Clinic. I think for me, I have to give a lot of credit to the doctor, the naturopath and the osteopath that I saw out here in Phoenix, you know, Dr. Jeff Wilson and Dr. Sunil Jain. Those guys were like, Channing, you know, this is usually what this is caused by. This is how you're going to not only be healthy for this situation, but for the rest of your life. So for me, it's really been about, you know, kind of, I always call it getting on my Stephen Grant tip, you know, kind of trying to watch what you eat, you know, trying to be more conscious about like little things like, do you sleep with the cell phone next to you? You know, do you have an earpiece? You know, there are so many things, you know, on your phone. There's so many things that, you know, I didn't take into consideration before. And kind of coffee are you drinking? You know, are you drinking energy drink? There's so many things I didn't take into consideration before that I do now, and I think it's going to help me not only for the rest of my career, but I think for the rest of my life. And I think it's, for me, again, it was just coming down to how can I be the best Channing for my family, you know, and that's really the main thing is how can I be as healthy as I can for my family? And then number two was, how can I be the best, you know, Channing for, you know, to play ball? But my family always came first, and there was no decision, you know, that would have been made that would have came before that.
So it's for you, it's been about a 12 to 15 month become the best, you know, Channing, like you said, for your family, get healthy, kind of realize things that you never otherwise would have even thought about, as you met, you know, cell phone next to the bed and type of coffee that you're drinking. In terms of that, like, how do you think that's helped you out physically, being able to stay in, whether it's good shape, nutrition-wise, or physically?
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't think I'd be healthy today if I hadn't done what they asked, if I hadn't seen them and really took what they, their advice to heart. You know, a bunch of about, you know, everything. I basically learned everything that I could about me, that I could about me, and that, you know, and that's what I wanted. It was just, it wasn't ever, I think sometimes when you see athletes going to see different doctors is that they're trying to look for the right answer, right? And there is a right answer. Every doctor that I saw, I was always like, hey, look, I just need you to tell me, how can I get better? What do I need to do? And how can I do it? You know what I'm saying? And during the process of during the year, they were like, hey, don't do any exercise. Went back home to Portland. They were like, you know, still, we don't feel like, you know, exercise would be your best bet. I saw them later on this summer. They were like, hey, everything is good. Now you can start to exercise. I started to exercise. So I'm a couple months later, and they're like, Channing, you're better than what you were. This is, you know, not only one doctor agrees with me, but three other ones, maybe four other ones agree. And so now it's like, hey, giving this information to the sons and going there. But, you know, this whole year has been a complete, a complete eye-opener. You know, I think you never, I mean, everyone says they appreciate basketball. Oh, man, this is such an honor to play. But I think there's only a few, maybe a handful of guys that have actually been in a situation where it's like something is taken away from you without you saying, you know what, it's time for me to get down. And as competitive as we are, that is extremely tough. And, you know, I did a lot of yoga, you know, with Angie Fire. I was just doing, I did it 5 days a week all summer year, almost religiously, you know. And for me, it really helped me to, you know, slow down, to think about what was, you know, making me upset about not doing anything, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if every athlete, every competitor, it's like, if you, like, I was watching this thing on RG3, it's like, okay, your ACL is hurt, you tore your ACL, okay, now it's time to come back. And so you start to do physical things, and this is like a sit down, that is going to, how you're going to get healthy. You just sit down, and that's completely the opposite of anything I've ever heard of. So for me, it was a lot about being patient, letting things happen, and to do the best that you could every day to get healthy, whether that was, you know, enjoying your time with your kids, whether that was sitting in meditation, whether that was reading a book, whether that was playing golf with your buddies, and those type of things are healthy that people don't understand.
I can appreciate a lot of what you're saying there, Channing. I do a lot of yoga, too, myself.
Yeah.
And I'm only about 5'9", not 6'11", like you. So, like, in terms of the flexibility, it might work out a little differently.
No. And you know what? It's just about being able to breathe through things, you know? And I think for me, there's a lot of tension about trying to control every situation. About trying to control a situation, about trying to, wrap my arms around, okay, what do I have to do, and do I have to physically take it? And it wasn't about that. It was just about letting whatever was supposed to happen, but making sure that you had a good, positive outlook on it. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't going to force a doctor to give me what I wanted to hear. I would just be comfortable with whatever they had to say, because I knew that, the doctors that I saw in Baltimore were going to have my best interest at mind, you know?
And we're still going to have the back and forth, Channing, because, like I said, I'm the Seminole fan, and you're the USA fan. So,
you know what? It's fine.
I'm pretty.
It's like, why do people hate the Yankees just because they win so much, you know? And they're just tired of losing, and it's okay, you know. If you didn't get accepted to U of A, you should just go there for your graduate degree.
So with that, though, with us being close to the same age there, pretty similar there, you're now one of the elder statesmen on this basketball team, on the Suns. You're now an ambassador. So what do you think you can kind of teach to these younger guys now?
You know what? I think, again, I always call them my grand tip, and that was the thing that they did the best, that those two did the best by far, was not over talk. You know, I like talking, but not about what I'm going to do or what I might do or who should do what. Grant was always the first one in there. And I was like, if Grant's in here, I should be in here. You know, if Steve's in here, I should be in here. If Steve is shooting, I should be shooting. You know, and we, I think the average age of our team is 23. And so for a young team, I've been on a young team before. And so the best thing for a young team is a stable line, you know, not emotionally too high, not emotionally too low. So it sounds very young team. And so what I can bring to the table is someone that has been in almost every situation. I've started, I've won, I've lost, I've not started, I haven't played, I've got DMPs. I've been in every position almost that you can imagine on a team. So there's no situation that I can't relate to from any player, you know. And so for me, just to be able to talk to guys, like on the side, and I'm not going to try to be the hoorah guy. It's just not me. I can't do that every night. You know, I'm more quiet. Let me talk to you on a plane ride back, you know, because of the emotional investment that each of us have. And so for me, it's just to be like, hey, like some guys need to watch film. Some guys don't, you know. So what I could bring is just to be me constantly and to set a good example for the young guys, to show them, you know, this is how hard you have to work every day to win, you know, to be consistent. You can't just lift the first month of the year. You got to lift every month of the year. You can't just shoot when you're not shooting well. You got to shoot every day. This has to be, you have to be a robot almost, you know. And that was the thing that made all the great players great that I've ever played with, is that they were consistently hard workers. They were consistent hard workers. And they were doers, you know. They just didn't see it a lot. They just did what they had to do, and they did it consistently.
When you look at this roster, you've had some time on the court / experience working with Markieff, working with Marchin, and working with Goran. That's basically your experience with this roster. So what's your overall impression looking at a lot of these new faces?
You know what? I don't know how it's going to work out, because I don't know how Coach Hornacek is going to coach. I talked to him once about, you know, kind of we might do this or he wants to do that. And it all comes down to how our personnel is going to take it. But the biggest thing that we can do to be successful, that's not wins or losses. that's, you know, progress. I think you're just seeing, again, the word of the year is, are we progressively getting better? You know, are we making the same mistakes that we did the first game that we had the third game? And, I know Bertot, I know Goran, Marquise, and Marcus, and PJ, and Shannon Brown. I know those guys personally, you know, last year and the year before. And I know that they want to win, and that they hate losing. So, I trust them, you know, no matter when I get back, that, you know, even during practice, that things are going to get better way, where it's going to make us better, you know, where we're going to hold the younger guys accountable. And, you know, it's going to be fun, man. I think with this type of young team, we have to just have fun, and we have to have fun by working hard and doing the right things. You know, if you make a mistake, okay, good. Like, not okay, but okay, like, hey, down the court, don't worry about it, don't smoke, let's go back the other way, you know?
And so with this roster, I'd be remiss to not ask. I know that you don't have a ton of experience because you didn't necessarily play directly with him, but the team parted ways with Michael Beasley. What are your initial thoughts on that, and with such a young guy going through so many struggles in his early part of his career?
You know, it's a struggling part, man. We all go through struggles within ourselves and within our family, and his is just kind of out there. You know, he's a nice guy, man. I think anybody would say Michael Beasley was a bad guy. You know, I think his sons have to do what's best for the sons. Saying, I think, you know, it's our responsibility. It just comes with the territory when you're in a, you know, when you're a pro athlete that, you know, when you make it to this level, you represent not only your family, but, you know, your team and your community. And so I think, you know, the sons just made the decision they had to make. And so we just move on and continue playing and wish them the best.
So, Channing, ASU, U of A,
yeah.
Who's going to have a better football team this year?
Not even close. U of A, buddy. Not even close.
Hey,
I take
so?
All bettors. Dude, I bet P.J. Tucker that U of A will have a better record than Texas and go to a better bowl game than Texas. And so if Texas wins, I got to wear a Texas shirt and sing the Texas national anthem, or Texas, you know, theme song, or whatever it is. And then if U of A does, then you have to sing Bear Down with U of A clothes on.
There you go, Channing. Channing, I've got you down right here, right now, right? You owe me $1.
$1
You beat you this year, right?
Deal. I do. You know what? No money involved. I only do shirts. So that means you got to wear a U of A shirt and say, I love U of A. It's even worse than
I will do that. I will do that. And you know what?
So, Channing, so to switch gears to something that Jim can't argue about, let me ask you this. This has got to – I don't know what your feelings are going to be on it, but when you look at Point Guard University where you went to school, how nice is it to see just the plethora of amazingly talented big men hogging up the paint there at U of A, and how good can that team be?
You know what? I think the team could be as good as they want to be, but it's such a different era right now. I think the biggest thing is getting them to gel as a team. You know, the biggest thing that I loved about U of A was that you didn't need to be more than what you needed to be on any given night. And I'll kind of explain what I just said is that, like, you look at, like, that team with Gilbert Arenas, Richard Jefferson, Jason Gardner, Luke Walton, Michael Wright, Lauren Woods, and it was like, you know, Gilbert led the team in scoring, but it was like, that was just because he had a couple nights where he had like 40. But other than that, some nights he'd have like 12 or 10 or 2, you know, and Richard Jefferson got drafted, I think, what, 11th? And I think he averaged, what, like 12 or 13 points? And so for us coming in, especially, you know, my like class with Salim and Will Bynum and Deanna Flatmore, they were like, guys, as freshmen, you just, you know what, you run down the court, you rebound, and if you get open, just make your baskets, because it's like, you know, this is our time, and this is, you know, the older guys are going to kind of lead the way. We've been here. We know what it takes. And I just hope that the new guys coming in don't buy into the, oh, I need to score 30 to go number one. You just need to be a good teammate, take pride in your team, and be a good ball player. Like, show them what you have, but you don't need to do more than, you know, what you need, you know, than who you are. If that makes sense, you know? You don't need to put pressure on yourself. If you're not a good shooter, you don't have to be a good shooter. You know, people are going to draft you if you're talented and if you win. And if you're winning, then, you know, winners get paid. That's just, it's a fact.
Yeah, and so, like, with this roster here, and you look at just the way the game has changed with the combination of recruiting and how heavily freshman-oriented basketball is. Now, I'm making you put on your college basketball analyst hat on, but, I mean, how much different is it from back in 01, 02 when you're getting ready to go to college and you're going through your motions versus what it's like today?
Well, I think back in the day, it was a lot more raw. You know, we just hooped. None of us really had our own personal trainers. None of us had an Instagram page or a Facebook page or a Twitter. We didn't have, you know, some of the guys on the U of A team, some of the guys on the team have 200,000 followers already. So they are even more in the limelight than we were. You know, their lives are even more in the fishbowl than us. So for us, it was like we didn't really, other than hearing something in a newspaper or maybe like on a blog, we didn't have to hear everyone's opinion on what we did and have all these coaches come at us and have all these people be, you know, couch coaches, you know? Today, it just feels very individual. Like, guys, you know, when you look at a guy like, you know, my example would be like Victor Oladipo, right? Oladipo,
yeah? Oladipo.
Right? Yeah,
Oladipo.
Yeah. So you look at him, and why is he so much better than everyone else? You know, and it's not that talent-wise he is. It's just that, you know, you look at him and he's like, man, how is he doing all this stuff? Well, he's just a competitive player. He plays the game. He's not like, he's not this robot that is just out there to either score or rebound or dunk. You know, he plays almost every position. He knows how to play defense. He's smart. He's athletic, you know, and he fits in. Some nights he's not going to dominate offensively, but he's going to dominate defensively because he's smart, he knows where to be, and he plays the game, you know? And that's the kind of kids that I think we're getting away from. It's more individual. Like, every kid has his own trainer and his own personal coach, and that's not bad, but who are you playing against? Like, you know, back in the day, I was going to go out here, play against the best, and you play, and that's how you figured out your game, not that somebody's telling you, these moves are going to help you make it to the NBA. These moves are going to help you score 20, you know?
With you with basketball shape, like how, between seasons, so between healthy seasons where you played, you know, 82 games or whatever it is, how long does it normally take you personally to get yourself back in shape after a summer off? Like, what is that normal for you, and how do you think that's going to maybe differ with this season?
You know what? I think, you know, I can't really plan anything out right now because it's more like I need to get back with the Suns and see where they have me at. You know, for me, I just tried to get used to, you know, my body again. That sounds weird, but, like, you know, I've been doing some stuff for the past month, 2 months, and I've really seen some progress. So it's going to come back hopefully pretty quick. But, again, there's I wouldn't say it's hard. I would just say it's I think you have to see the big picture. I think everything is about progress. And so you can't tell yourself, well, I'm going to do this in a week or two. You have to be like, hey, I'm going to do the best I can for this week, these 2 weeks, this month, and I'm going to see where I'm at. And so for me, I don't really have a timeline. I just want to make sure that I'm comfortable, and I feel like I'm going to, you know, I'm going to kind of side on the Derrick Rose and be like, you know, I'm not going to go out there and put myself out there to perform at the best if I don't feel like I'm at the best, both mentally and physically. So however long that takes is however long it takes.
That's a good thing to fail through.
Yeah. So that's pretty much, you know.
So Channing, with the current coaching staff, I know you mentioned that you've only really had a couple conversations with those guys, but a lot of former Suns on the roster. I know you're born in New York, but you did a lot of your hooping out here in Arizona. Do you got any specific on court memories of guys like Jeff Hornacek and Mark West watching those guys play out here when you were coming up?
Mark West, you know, everyone, I really grew up here. So Mark West and Jeff Hornacek and all those guys are guys that Mark West is, you know, he's been around. So I've got to know him. He's really good guy, really helped out with the big guys. So I'm just excited to get down there and wrestle. You know, I don't know how old he is, but I know that sucker is strong as hell still. So it'll be good to work on pro teams again.
Yeah, definitely. So, no, I definitely appreciate you coming on. So, like, with you, with the fans, you know, Jared's gone. You know, a lot of the old regime, the old cast when you were here last, a lot of those guys are gone. When you come in, I mean, they're probably most familiar with you and with Goran. I mean, what do you expect with, like, the fan reaction? And what's that fan reaction been like for you this past year?
You know what? The fans have been absolutely 100% supportive, you know, and I think it's, you know, just extremely humbling to see how much support that I've received during this whole process. You know, everyone's just not only just wants me to play, but to make sure that I'm healthy, and I appreciate that, man. And I think they know how much I love playing for the Suns, and you know, how much basketball means to me to be able to play in my hometown. And so, you know, just this whole process has been great, and you know, I'm just excited to get back out there, and I hope that the fans, you know where we are as an organization and continue to support us. I think this is a very exciting year and something to be a part of. You know, I remember my first year in Portland when we had Brandon Roy and LaMarcus Aldridge and all these other guys. They're really young, and I asked that the people down there, hey, support us while we're young and get your kids to come watch, because, you know, this team's going to be together for a while, you know, and I think we're going to be extremely good in the next few years, and I think it's going to be good for us to, to have that support through our, you know, progress of getting better throughout the year.
Yeah, no, man, I definitely see that as well. I mean, it's all about patience. And the one thing I wanted to ask you for sure, and I'll let you go out of this one, is we talked last time about the front office, and you said, you know, as a basketball player, you know, your mentality is, you know, you go and do your job, you play basketball, they do their job behind the scenes. Has that changed at all with the new regime and with your experience now being off the court?
Not at all. It's even less, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, they got to do what they have to do to make this team what they want to make this team. And so for me, I'm just like, you know, guys, just I'm going down my direction. I'm doing what you guys are asking me to do. I'm being professional. I can be an example of how to do things the right way. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, again, I've been there, done that, been traded, been unsigned, you know, so it's not like I haven't seen any of this. And so for me, I understand what they're trying to do. And, you know, hey, and if I continue to stay here, then that's awesome, and I'd love to stay here. But, you know, I can't, you know, they have to do what's best for the Suns, and I have to do what's best for me. And I have to get out there and play and do the best I can to help us win.
Yeah, that sounds like a very veteran opinion right there on what it's like to kind of deal with the front office and be a player, because you can get kind of caught up in the politics of it. It sounds like you distance yourself a little bit and let them do their thing.
Yeah, exactly. You're just thinking, hey, if you ask me to do something, I'll do it. You know, just ask me man to man. I think, you know, it's been very professional in there so far, you know. For me, I'm just like, hey, I just want to win. And you know, whoever you put there, the other four guys you put out there with me, I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page, and that, you know, we're just trying to do the best we can to win and be good for the Suns.
Sounds great, man. Well, you know, ASU, U of A bets aside, looking forward to seeing you looking forward to seeing you at training camp and seeing what this team is going to put together. It's definitely a young, exciting team. I mean, but it sounds like you got a good perspective on where you guys are going right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? We can change all that, man. I think if we continue to grow and develop, like, we have a lot of guys in working hard right now. And, you know, hey, I say we're young and we have 9 new guys, but you never know what's going to happen. I don't want to put any limits on us. I just want us to continue to understand that it's about progress. And, I mean, you look at the teams from, like, Boston. You know, they had 5 or 6 new guys, and they weren't very good the first month. Then next month, they're a little better. Next thing you know, they're in the conference finals.
Yeah, exactly. It's having that, just like you said, just keep progressing, keep getting better. Well, man, it's been awesome to see you progressing and getting better. Good to see that you're all clear, just kind of waiting on the Suns doctors to make that call. And you know what? At the end of the day, like you said, it's about Channing as a person, as a family man, and then as a basketball player third. So it's good to see that the Suns are taking care of you and that you're taking care of yourself, man.
Exactly. Thanks, man.
Absolutely. I'll see you at training camp. Good talking to you.
Yeah. Bye.